prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the last day of November 2020. Wow, this month flew by, and we're going into December starting tomorrow. Who knows what we're going to run into this next month? Only God knows. We just must prepare ourselves for it. That's all. But I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I truly did. Just got to spend time with some family. Hunting with a couple close brothers in Christ, put some venison in the freezer, and just blessed with a good time and a good time with many people. And so, you know, folks, through all this mess we're in this country and around the world, take time to enjoy the little things that you took for granted for so long. You never know when they might come to an end, and I mean that seriously. So when you're with somebody you love, be with that person. Spend time with them. Let them know you care. Fellowship with them. Laugh with them. Life goes by like a vapor anyway. You know it does. So try to enjoy some of it. But nonetheless, welcome to the broadcast tonight. I'm so glad you're with us. I'm going to bring up our guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. And I tell you this all every night. If you're listening right now on shortwave on 6115, you're listening because Melody Seastrom is paying the bill. And if you enjoy the program, you can thank her for that for sure. And if you ever decide to make a move and do what's right to protect what you have in your wealth, call Melody. Let her tell you how to do this. And we're going to discuss this more in detail in a minute. But before we do that, I want to tell you we're going to have church this coming weekend, weather permitting. We're supposed to get anywhere between 5 and 6 inches of snow here tonight in the hills. It's the first snow we've had this winter, really. And I don't know what's going to happen this weekend, but we're going to have Bible study if we can. And I hope you'll join us. You can join us, of course, by watching us on live stream on PastorButch.com. We start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can also listen on the phone if you don't have a computer. And I'll give you the phone number for all that, of course, through the rest of this week, so you can listen to join some Bible study. And I hope you will, folks. I hope you join us. The first hour is given to prayer requests and prayer, and maybe even sing a song or two. And that's new to us to do this live. We've done it before, but we never did it before on the air. We're going to do something new, like I said. And I'm going to do a current event. We're going to have a brother from Czechoslovakia share his testimony this weekend, too. You don't want to miss this. Coming up this coming Saturday, that will be the 5th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You want to join us. And don't forget, we are offering 3 books right now, fantastic little books. 3 of them. Cremation is a Christian. Warning, 1965. What a powerful little booklet. The U.S. and Great Britain in Prophecy. Folks, it's so important that you understand who we are. All 3 books delivered to your door for $18. All 3 of them. And the 2-for-1 special, REM Sleep and or Tranquil. You can get two bottles of either one, or each, you can get two bottles of the same, or one of each for $28.95. The regular price, folks, for one bottle is $25.95. So you're saving almost the cost of a whole bottle of REM Sleep or Tranquil. Now, right now, out of REM Sleep, it should be some coming in any day, maybe even as early as tomorrow. But we'll have it here available soon. So if you want, listen, folks, the REM Sleep actually does what it says it'll do. It doesn't make you sleep, it lets you sleep and helps you relax all night long. As a matter of fact, for me, it actually kept me up, having to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Don't know how it works, but it works. And Tranquil, if you're stressed out, especially if you have a job that's stressful, or situations are just really getting you kind of in a bad state of your mind, Tranquil will help you relax and get through the day. And it's all natural, folks. There's nothing added to it that you shouldn't take. It's all a natural substance that I never use Tranquil. I don't get all uptight during the day too much. But I know people have used it and reported on that really worked for them. So they're both available, two for one, for $28.95 delivered to your door. How's that for a deal? And just remember, it's available. Now, we're just trying our best to offer you the best we can. And also, for those that don't have that way to do this, I went on the online, went through some several articles about the vaccine, the upcoming vaccines. There's, I think, three of them so far that's been applied for. I have material here, 23 pages of material from Dr. Mikovits and others who will tell you why you should not, and if you're a Christian, cannot take this vaccine. Now, I'm telling you the truth, and I'll send it to you. 23-page packet. If you see a few paid postage, $5 for a postage envelope. I'm not doing this for profit, folks. I really am not. But $5 will get you a 23-page report. If you can't get it yourself, I'll send it to you. Make copies of it. Give it to your friends and family. Don't let them fall into the snare of this vaccine. And I'll say this, and I think I'm 99% right on this. They're going to do something even worse than COVID to scare you into the vaccines, and perhaps even make it mandatory in a lot of different ways. Mandatory. So we have this 23-page report. I'm ready to go out to you, Dr. Mikovits, and other well-known doctors that will tell you why you cannot and should not take this vaccine. And this $5 when you call Lisa Tamar at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Tell her what you want. You can order it with a credit card or get her address and write a check and get it. Whatever you want to do. But it's important that you have all this information. All they're offering, folks, the three books and the vaccination news. Please educate your family and friends. Please. Before it's too late. Take time. Spend $5. Make some copies of this 23-page report. Make copies of it. You make them at the post office. It won't break you up. Make four or five copies and give it to your friends and family you love. Please do that for their sake. Okay? We're going to talk to Melody Seusherman about what she offers to people, folks. And I've dealt with this woman now for a lot of years. Straightforward and honest. She likes to laugh with you. She likes to joke and have a good time. But she's a very honest and down-to-earth businesswoman when it comes to trying to help you protect your finances. Now, I'll make this statement about people I know get a call, always do. Well, the Bible says in Ezekiel that you'll cast your gold and silver in the streets. That's what it says. It does. Read it for yourself. But don't take it out of context. That's when God judges the nation. It is not for Christians. It's for those who fall away from Him. That's His wrath upon the heathen. Christians will face Satan's wrath. That will not be God's wrath. God's wrath is when He destroys a nation. Read that, please. And in James chapter 5, you'll find that he's talking there about the gold and silver canker and becoming cancerous because he said the rich man trust in it and the oppressed the poor with it. So don't give me those scriptures and tell me that we shouldn't buy gold and silver. That's not biblical. The Bible tells me in Proverbs chapter 13 that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's what it says. Gold and silver are not sin to own. They are a wise man's real money to protect the wealth for him, his family, his children, and the children's children. So if you read the Bible and understand it, you understand very clearly that Ezekiel and James are talking about people who hoarded money and disobeyed God, who hoarded and worshiped money. And the love of money is the root of all evil. That's what it says. But not using it to glorify our Father and provide for your own and your family. Let's move on from there. But I had to say that so I know you understand where I'm coming from. Don't use the scriptures on me because I know better than what it says. A wise man, a good man, leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That's your grandchildren, folks. You don't just live for the day. You plan for their future. Now, again, the guest line, Melody Citro, Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, are you there?
I am.
It is good to have you.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, you know, Melody, you and I do at least two programs a week on your broadcast at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm generally with you on those days, and we do a broadcast together and share ideas and economic news and political views. And I always enjoy it. We have a good time doing it, too, don't we?
We do. We do. And I'd like to have those three books that you mentioned.
Of course. I'll make a note right now. Because if I don't, I will forget it. Make a note, give my to you. Yeah. Sure, we'll get it to you. But anyway, Melody, I don't know how better to introduce you than what I've said. I tried to lay the foundation that so many people have been lied to by Satan and false teachers that tell them that gold and silver is a sin and it's going to be cast in the street and rich men are damned to hell. And that's true. I'm not a wealthy man. But what little bit I've had, Melody, I tried to put something back for my three sons and my grandchildren. And that's totally Bible. That's what we're to do as righteous men and women. So I don't understand why people can come up with any reason why they shouldn't protect themselves as best as possible. The world's going insane. We are literally going to court over the election. The COVID mess has got the whole world up in arms, just about literally in arms. It's destroying millions and millions of jobs. It's caused people to commit suicide and split up families, caused all manner of misery. It stopped the education system, which maybe is not a bad thing in some areas. But it's done all this. The market's still climbing, and it's amazing how that works. People think the market's going up, everything's okay. But if they just open their eyes, you'll find out that everything else is falling apart financially. And if they don't protect themselves with some real funds, in the very near future, they're going to be sorry they missed out that they missed the boat, aren't they?
They truly are. And, you know, you talk about leaving something for your children and grandchildren, your children's children. And it reminds me of just recently someone shared with me a story about their financial planner had told them that they should take, when they were purchasing their house, that they should have a mortgage. That way they get to spend the money that they have, and why would you leave it to your kids? And
oh,
that goes totally against, you know, now, you know, so now they're carrying a mortgage, now they have payments, and I mean, they're fully well aware, you know, financially sound in order to, you know, do those things. But this is what they were told, and this is what they followed. And it's sad because financial planners, you know, they're trying to make a living too. And everybody wants a piece of people's finances, of their money. And, you know, and we see this with various agendas, you know, when certain topics are discussed and everything. And I make no bones about it. We do these programs to educate people. So, yes, and I do believe with all my heart that owning gold and silver will protect you, will cover your purchasing power. And I think without gold and silver in as money, you're going to lose a lot. People say, well, I don't have anything to lose. Well, you'll lose in other ways then, because it really does all come down to the monetary system. I mean, money is, you know, Butch, money is money. And
it is, and the money is not evil in itself. That's the truth. It's
no.
The love of it. We worship it, and
it's
that's what comes in.
Yeah.
But without, and we don't have any money anyway, Melody. To be quite honest with you, we have fiat paper. It's not money. We use it for that. We think it's money because they'll take it to the gas station. But it's not really money. It's a debt instrument. And I know from personal experience, because you and Bob Chapman taught me this over the years, that I was able to plan ahead enough to pay off my home and property a long time, a lot earlier than what I thought I would, because I listened to folks like y'all. And I appreciate that so much. that really means a lot to me to have a home that is warm and safe, and at least it's warm. And I don't know about safe it is there, what's going on, but it's warm and it's dry, and I got a place to sleep and eat, and it's paid for. That is what I think everybody will be hoping for. And folks, because I listened to Bob Chapman, I knew Bob and Melody about the same time, that they told me to plan for these things, and I actually did, Melody, back when silver dollars were $3 a piece, I started buying them. They were $3 a piece when I started getting them. Now they're, what, 25 or 6 at least?
Moving on to 30.
Moving on 30. So they went up, how much that'd be, $3 to $30? That's a big increase, 100%. That's more than 100%. That's a bunch of increase. But folks, listen to this. I'm telling you the truth, because I was paying $3 a piece for them. I still have some of those. I paid $3 for it. I could sell now for $30. Tell me where you could have done that in 1995, put $3 in a bank, and get $30 out of today. It just ain't happening. So please pay attention to what you're telling you. Melody, you see a lot of things you're a financial expert. You've been doing this for years. You see what's coming down in this country. You see the fraud even in the elections, but the unrest and the turmoil that we're facing and already into, that we're going to face more of, I think, very soon. How, with the jobs that are being lost and still laying people off and not going back to work, a third of the businesses in New Jersey, I believe it was, are closed, and it's about the average nationwide. What are people going to do when they no longer can pay their mortgage or their rent or buy food? What's going to happen then?
You know, we're so easily distracted. And I truly do stick to the basics. And they're simple, easy to understand, easy to communicate to other people. But as humans, we have a tendency to also, when we're looking for news and everything, is to follow things that, you know, kind of interests us and that we support. So therefore, lots of times we fail to see what's really happening and what's not being discussed, as we're just easily distracted. They know how to move us. They know the headlines to direct us to this website, to that website, and there's usually some sort of an agenda behind it. And so, I mean, to keep this as simple, as you mentioned, we have debt too great to be paid.
Yes, we do. We do.
They will default on the debt.
It's called a reset.
Everybody's talking about a reset. Well, a lot of people really don't, they use that term loosely. And to me, when it's used loosely as just a reset, it has no meaning. And I think therefore the true impact of it isn't felt or appreciated. And I think that's what's lacking. We talk about resets, but what does it involve? What happens? What's it going to happen to everybody? And it's just not us. There's nations across, around the world, countries around the world.
Oh, yes.
Are in the same boat.
Yes.
China's in the same boat. Russia, they used to be doing well. When the oil prices dropped, it hurt all those oil-producing nations. The world is basically broke, bankrupt.
That's true.
And the debt will be called in, and the debt will be defaulted on. And so, therefore, those fiat dollars that you're holding get reduced in what little value it has left. And it's not all inflation. I mean, it's not all supply and demand that's pushing the prices up. Inflation will continue to rise, but yet your dollars are going to purchase less. And it's a cycle that has been repeated. It's not going to change. Governments and central banks have put in trillions and trillions of dollars. Ours alone have put in over, what, $6-7 trillion that we know about?
And we still have businesses waiting for a bailout. And people waiting for a bailout again, another bailout. Folks, when you have to depend on government to print more air, and that's what it boils down to. You get a digit in your computer, a data bank in a bank somewhere, or you get a check in the mail that you take to the bank and you say, well, I got money. No, you didn't. You got a digital computer or a piece of paper that you might check cash in for some more paper, but there's no money being really produced. It's being printed. Melody, the difference between gold and silver and paper money is gold and silver is something that has to be dug up. It includes, it has to be worked for. They have to bring it out. They got to smelt it and stamp it and build something of value out of that valuable metal or out of the ground. So the labor of that and the work put into it makes it worth something on its own merits just because it had to be worked for. But paper money, it just runs through a printer and all it is ink and cotton paper. That's all there's to it. There's nothing there to make it a value. Gold and silver has taken sweat and toil and labor and time to produce something that's tangible, you hold in your hand, it's worth something. I mean, is that a good way to look at it?
Absolutely, it is. Gold has been recognized as money for thousands and thousands of years.
Ever since the beginning, almost, yes.
It's not going to change. We're not entering a new reality to where gold doesn't matter. And cryptocurrencies is not going to take the place of gold. Contrary to about everybody who sells cryptocurrencies will tell you. And again, they have an agenda. Gold can't be replaced by a cryptocurrency.
You're
not going to replace a fiat dollar in the reset with cryptocurrencies. The reason, you know, I was reading earlier today, the reasons that Bitcoin dropped it dropped and it came back, because there was an announcement and people were just talking about how they're going to go in and start regulating it. So government's not going to allow you messing with their money. So they might, and I saw all the, you know, paperwork, I'm still doing reading on it, on, you know, supposed legislation that's going to, you know, enter us into a new, you know, government wallet and so forth and whatnot. Before we get to that point, what do you think has to happen? Do you think they're just gonna nicely enter it and say, hey, look, we got this brand new product for you. Do you think they're gonna do it nicely? They're gonna do it in a way that you'll be broke. They will take everything you have before anything is introduced to you. I don't care what it is.
Well,
so
you know,
I don't understand why people think that it might be a good thing, an excited thing, and whether it's happening or not still remains to be seen.
Well, it's an easier form for them to tax, obviously, because it's just a digital computer. It's easy for them to tax it, then they always get their cut first anyway. When you have cash in your hand for whatever it's worth, a piece of paper, but at least people still accept it, you have a little bit of independency. You can go and buy something privately. You can buy a lawnmower, a tractor, even a firearm if you want to, from a neighbor, and no one knows the transaction. It's between you and the person you bought it from. If we go to the digital wallet as you want to in this reset, you won't be able to buy a loaf of bread without somebody knowing about it. Everything you do will be done through a digital wallet, Melody.
Well, think about it this way. If government needs to have those last tax dollars that bad, what kind of condition do you think they're in?
Oh, yeah. Well, we know we can't afford to pay back.
Yeah, they need everything. And it's about everything. It's about control. But if we weren't this far in debt and we could service the debt easily, the question remains, would they be coming after us as hard as they are?
Very true. Very true. And it's just a matter of time. You and I know this. They're going to start cutting what they now call entitlements.
Sure they are.
I mean, people that worked all their lives and put money back in the Social Security system and other things, paid for Medicare all their lives, taxed for it. And I don't, folks, those systems should never have been invented in the first place. The American people should not tolerate it. But we did. And we're in there. So you put your money into it for 35, 40 years or longer, and then they decide they have to have some of it back. And don't think it won't happen. It will happen. They've already robbed us blind with, what, 2% increase of Social Security every other year, 3%, when inflation is actually closer to 15, 20% in most cases. They're robbing us already. Why do you think they let that money lay in there and not use it? And retirement accounts are debt you put back over the years. The number's in the bins. Do you not think they'll make take that? And what they'll do is, Mel, they'll say, well, I'll tell you what, you give us this, and we'll guarantee this income the rest of your life. Don't worry about it. We'll send you $2,000 every month of guaranteed monies. And it's already starting some places, folks. They're already doing that. They're starting to give up every month. We'll guarantee as much money a month just for doing nothing. Just being there, we'll guarantee you this money. But you must give us what you have first. That, friends, is slavery. And don't think they won't do it because they've already started doing it. And it's called the basic, my mind's going to blank, man. What do you call that basic income?
UBI.
UBI, universal. Right. Universal, yeah. Okay. Universal basic income, folks, are already being experimented with in cities and places around this country and around the world, actually. Well, they'll guarantee $1,000 a month just for breathing. But there's strings attached to it like there always are. And we've got to pay attention to this. So I'm telling you that for your sake, and glorify God in heaven, become independent as you can be, so you can take care of your family the way that you know you should, and not sell yourself or even your soul to feed your family. What do you think the mark of the beast is, people? You can't buy or sell without it. Your family will starve. Let that sink in. If you can't hold a job, you can't buy or sell without it. It means your family will do without. Are you prepared for that? Millions of folks that follow Christ are going to starve to death. This is a way that maybe will at least shield you for a while and your family for a while if you listen to what we're telling you. And put back something worth value that you can at least barter with. Gold and silver will never go to nothing because people know what it is. People say, well, you can't eat gold and silver. That's true. But you can purchase food with it. Or nothing else will buy it. These are things that you need to think about. Melody, I don't want to get started and run off and leave you behind, but these are things we need to consider.
You know, you're the Bible doing says, good. You're
well,
doing good.
It's truth. The Bible says
really
in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says those that were a man that would not provide for his own has denied the faith is worse than infidel. You know what that word provide means according to the Strong's Concordance? It means to consider in advance. Look at beforehand. Now, that's important, folks. The word provide in the scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, means to consider in advance, plan for the future. That's what it means. So if you don't do that, you have denied the faith and are worse than an infidel. I didn't write that. That's what it says. So we're telling you things that are biblical. Don't get upset when I tell you the truth. If you do, that's your problem. I can't help it. If you don't call me, at least ask some questions of what you might be able to do. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And after the break, we're going to take a few phone calls. If you have any questions, please feel free to call. We're here because you're there. You can call us toll free at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
Hey folks, we are back here in town. The Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, 800-375-4188. Now we'll get to the callers. I know we got caller line already. Hang on, caller, get to you in a few minutes, I promise. If you want to call, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you, questions and comments. Melody, before we go to phone calls, do you have any specials going this month that you offer in the folks?
You know, we have some 90% silver in, and which is always a great way to begin your, you know, if you're new to purchasing gold and silver. And we just got some 1/10 ounce gold eagles in that I can put together a package for folks, but they need to, you know, they need to pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-375-4188. Product is flowing. There's no delays on anything. We can take orders for 2021 silver eagles. I think it's a little early to place your order since they're not going to come out till they won't be delivered until the middle of January. So, you know, I encourage my folks, wait. If you really want the 2021, still buy a box of them now. That allows that dealer to sit on your money for a month and a half.
True.
So prices, you know, prices, if you see prices moving up, well, then go ahead and take the leap if you want. But we're going to see fluctuations and until, you know, an event happens, and I think an event could be just around the corner to push these prices higher faster. I think you have time, but so just be smart in your purchasing, and please call, ask a question.
Please do that. Yes.
That's
yes.
And you know, and I've talked to people call me for Melody. Can you beat this price? I'll match prices as long as they're legitimate, but usually I'll go and find where they were getting this quote. And I can come up with all kinds of, you know, from their website, from the other people's website, where the quote was wrong. But you don't know until you ask. So, and then if it is that much lower and I can't match it, I encourage you to go get it. But one thing that we do that nobody else does that I'm aware of, the money we receive here at Discount Gold and Silver, not all of it, of course, I got bills to pay too. But a big percentage of it goes back to support other programs, like Pastor
yes,
Butch,
it does. Yes, it does.
CSC Talk Radio, Greg Hunter, and there's other sites that I support because that's the best education. These people, hosts, they provide the greatest information and truth, And I agree with them. So nobody else does that. So you're supporting these programs at the same time that you're supporting your family by purchasing gold and silver.
And folks, I'll add this, please. I know on TV you'll find these coin shows. Please, please, please don't get suckered in those coin shows. My goodness, they make a fortune off those coins. Bullion coins or collector's coins are going for 4 and 5 and 6 times the price they should be going for. Folks, they're bullion. And nobody's going to buy just to buy collector's coins when the crunch comes. They're going to buy because it's silver or gold, and it's going to be bullion. Amelia, are you seeing that too? People getting ripped off in these coins?
Well, no. Well, from the dealers on TV? Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, so yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you'll see them at late night. They'll be on and they'll have a half hour pitch or something on particular coins and so forth. They could be really good coins, but they're extremely overpriced.
Yes, they are.
There's nothing wrong with collectible coins, but you don't want to buy a bullion coin and pay the price of a collectible coin. So, I mean, there's a lot of ins and outs and so forth, and purchasing collectible coins, it's not difficult. Now, a true collector who only wants one of a kind and has a collection, a true collection, not a hobbyist, but a true, yeah, he's a different breed. He's a seasoned buyer. He knows he's not going to be buying from TV, that's for sure. But you can buy the semi-numismatics, the mint state 61, 62, 63, 64, 65s. You can get great deals on them. And in a panic-driven market, they will outperform bullion coins.
Yes, they will.
So, they will. And they can outperform them significantly. And so, but you have to buy the right ones and what's suitable for you. So I'm not a dealer where I say, oh, this is the only coin you need to buy and then sell that coin to everybody. No, that's not the way it works. That's not the way we work. So again, just give us a call at 800-375-4188.
And folks, if you decide, if you want to talk to Melody, give her a call. If you got $100 or $10,000, it makes no difference. Ask her what you can do with what you have. I know I started out very humbly, and I still don't have a lot of it. I really don't. But I started out buying a silver dollar at a time when I could find them $3 a piece when I started. I couldn't afford a lot of them. But you buy one today and one tomorrow, one next week, a couple at a yard sale somewhere, so wherever you get them from, you can find different places and put them back. And watch the value go up. And the gold and silver does fluctuate. Now's the time to buy. It's come down a little bit. Gold and silver both have come down a little bit. Now'll be the time to buy. And if you do buy it, it drops a little further. Don't panic. It's going back up. Gold hit a record high just a few weeks ago. Over $2,000 an ounce. Silver went up. Silver's record, I think, one time about $50. It went up to over $25, a little better, this couple weeks ago. It's going back up again. These things that you buy for an investment, not just to turn quick profit. You put it back and let it kind of sit there and grow, and for your children's future. My three sons, Melody, and they know I'm not wealthy, but they know that I'll leave them something behind that they can use for themselves and their families. I think that's very important. I we don't just live to baby ourselves and spoil ourselves. We're here to pass on to our future generations something that they can use for their families. And that's what being a Christian father is all about. And especially as a pastor, teach people what you're supposed to do with the children. It's so important, folks. Please believe me. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome, brother. Come on in.
Hey, good to be on with you here. And,
thank you.
I would say everything that Pastor Butch and Melody Cederstrom are saying to you folks right now about fiat currencies, and the way that they generally go, always go, I should say, is 100% true. I'm as old as Pastor Butch, and I've been around long enough, 73-year-old, 20-year military veteran, and I've seen a lot of stuff, been traveled all around the world. So what they're saying is 100% true, and we need to remember that pre-Nazi Germany, the Weimar Republic, they were taking their, like, million-dollar Deutschmark notes, and they were using them to burn in their furnaces, to wood furnaces to stay warm and to for wallpaper, that the money was pretty much
they're
almost
useless.
Getting close
yes.
to
yes.
as wor- they was it was worth even less than what our money is worth compared to what it was you know, like 10 or 20 years before that. So please, if you're there's a double reason to get gold and silver is it may save your family's life. And the second reason, of course, is that Melody supports Pastor Butch. So you got someone supporting a Christian ministry, and if you're getting gold and silver, get it from Melody, because then you're supporting Pastor Butch and called to decision, and he's being a good watchman, like Ezekiel chapter 3 and 33 tell us to be a good watchman on the wall. I'd say there's a third precious metal that people need to invest in, and I'm sure Pastor Butch will agree 100%. I don't know about Melody. She probably will, too. That's lead. Make sure you have a few bullets for your weapons, precious metal, because you may not be able to hang on to your silver. You may not be able to hang on to your silver and gold coins if people know you have them and they come in to visit your house or ranch or wherever your farm. When the whatever hits the fan, you may want to have a little lead. So just be aware of that. And thank you, Pastor Butch, for warning. And thank you, Melody, for supporting Pastor Butch. And thank you so much. I'm a 20-year military veteran, and I fought against communism a long time. Communism's already here, and it's going to be on steroids very shortly. So just make your preparations now. And everything Pastor Butch said about Proverbs there, about saying what a godly man is going to provide for his family, and the items we talked about are items you need. So God bless you both, and thank you so much for having Melody on, Pastor Butch.
You're more than welcome, brother. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What a sweet call.
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Go ahead.
You know, the one thing I do want to tell folks is, I'm going to make a long story short here. I used to do a program with a gentleman who, there was a hurricane coming up through Texas, and he had his bug out place. I don't know. He had to leave Houston, and he went to his bug out place, and he learned that everything that he was told to buy to survive, he didn't need half the things, and some of the things that he needed, he didn't have. And by going through this experience, he learned what was important. And the thing that always stuck out with what he told me is you have to fit in. You have to fit in with your surroundings. And with your gold and silver, you don't tell people you have it. I know it's hard not to try to help people, but there has to be a better way to lead them down that path than to start talking about and showing your coins to your neighbor and so forth. Even within your family, you need to keep it private as best you can. Of all the years, 25 years of the people who've called me and told me that they had a theft, it was never the common burglar. So it was friends, family, because we all have our problems. And so be very careful and keep it private. Fit in and keep your items private for
you
your
know,
best
you,
safety.
You and I done blew that on national radio. But anyway, I'll make this point and get another caller. Excuse me. In 1913, we still had real money, Melody. You know that, gold and silver. And if you took $100,000 and bought $100,000 worth of gold and silver, you would have equal value. Cash is worth $100,000 because it's backed by gold and silver. So you'd have equal value in paper and in gold and silver at that time. In 2007, now this has been 13 years ago, that cash had dropped to the value of $4,800. In 2007, that gold and silver was worth $4 million. Now, listen to this, folks. I just looked it up. I know what I'm talking about. In 2007, the price of gold was $6.96. Now it's about $1,800, three times what it was then. In 2007, the price of silver was $13 and some change an ounce. Now it's running about $24-25 an ounce. Now you multiply that same amount of cash, 1913, bring up 2000 to 2020, and see the difference between what you have in cash and real money in gold and silver. Huge difference. So common sense should tell us that perhaps if the dollar dropped in value that quickly from 100,000 to 4,800 in 2007, and gold and silver went up that much, maybe this has been a good investment to invest in even 30, 40 years ago. Guarantee would have been. At that point, may let's move another call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine.
A question. If you buy all this gold and silver and you go through a dealer, they have to report that sale to the government, correct? And when the crash happened in, what year was that, 20, whatever it was, in the 20s, they took the gold and silver.
Correct.
Away from people.
Mm-hmm.
They had to fight the war, they had to do this, they had to do that. They had to have that gold and silver, and they never gave them the money back.
They never did. But gold and silver,
they paid them for it.
They paid them for it. Well, yeah, they did pay for it. They did pay for it. Go ahead, Melody, go ahead.
Well, you know,
so you're going to end up without your gold and silver anyway if it's reported to the government.
Well,
and it truly is reported. Where'd
you find that?
Yeah.
When you buy gold and silver, the reporting, when it comes to reporting, is when you pay with cash and you go over the $10,000 limit.
Yes.
And it's the cash that they are tracking, not your gold transaction. If you bought a vehicle and paid $12,000 and you paid in cash, they would track that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want to know what you purchased with it. But what initiates the requirement is the cash. That's what they're trying to track. And, you know, then they have to nose in and find out what you did. But it could be any product that you're purchasing.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And
I want to remind people, any quarters, at least I know quarters, half dollars that you have, that are 64?
Yes.
Have got a very high silver content.
90%.
Yeah, so before you use your change, go through your change.
Absolutely.
And see what you've got in your change thing, too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I never could buy.
But I didn't know if you had to report transactions with the name of the person.
No.
There's no reporting.
No matter how much they buy, if that has to be recorded.
No.
People write me very large checks, and there's no reporting unless they sent me cash.
Okay.
And I don't take cash because I don't want to report. It's not that I don't want to report.
But
I don't
checks
like filling
are considered
out forms.
The same as cash. If you write a check for $9,990, they'll probably track it. But if it's not, doesn't go over the $10,000
well,
mark, it doesn't ring a bell at the bank.
But if you
write a check for $10,001, they have to report it to the government. But the government tracks your cash anyway. Or they try to. And
then
actually just pay cash. That's why yard sales and things like that are going to go by the wayside as well.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But you know what? You could go into the bank and write a check for $2, and if they thought you were suspicious, they would write up a report on you, and you wouldn't even know it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they track everything. I just didn't know if there was a requirement for you.
No, there's not.
And you answered my question. If it's below a certain amount and it's not a suspicious thing, you don't have to report.
I'm not required. No.
It's private. It's totally private,
it's private.
Jan.
It's like buying a computer. You're buying a retail product.
Right.
So, that help you out a little bit?
That did. It's a question I've always wondered is exactly at what limit do they require a report sent to anyone?
Now, see, you just called and asked us anything. We'll answer your question for you. Ha ha. Thanks for the call, Jan. I appreciate you. Thank you, sweetheart. Anything else you want to say?
And they're going to want all your gold, all your silver, everything.
Cash probably
won't be worth anything.
No. Well, they're going to want your
precious metals. They're going to come after it. And if they know you've got it, they're going to come after it.
They're going to want your guns and ammo, too.
Guns, ammo, food,
yes,
everything.
Yes.
That's why you need guns and ammo.
That's right. See, that's where it boils down to you and I. Do we volunteer to give it up? I'm not going to. I won't give it up. I mean, I'm not going to just turn my family's future over to them for nothing. So it comes up to the individual. Are you willing to die for what you believe in, or just mouthing off?
It's like you were saying, don't tell anyone what you have.
Exactly right.
And if
exactly
they come to
right.
your door and you know that you're going to be taken over, make a plan for everything to go up in smoke.
Amen.
That's
good
right.
point.
They're not
good
going
point.
To get it either. They're going to, they might get me, but, you know, God's going to get me in the end. I'm not going anywhere until he takes me.
But
everything else is going to go up in smoke.
Well, I realize that we're going to live until our time is up, and that's in our Father's hands. Good call, Jan. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good, very good call. And folks, that's another reason why we're talking about this. You shouldn't have to walk in fear. Don't walk in fear. Please, Jan brought up a very good point. You do what's right. You stick to what's right, and let our Father in heaven take care of the rest of it. You do what's right. Now, I'm not saying that you may not have to fight to defend your family. God knows what the future holds in that. I don't know. Now, whether you have gold and silver or not, if somebody comes to your home to steal your home and hurt your wife or your children, and you don't stand to protect them, you deny the faith and worse than infidel. That's what 1 Timothy 5:8 says. So don't walk in fear. Fear is idolatry. Fear is idolatry. God did not give us a spirit of fear. If you're walking in fear, that comes from Satan. If you worship Satan, you're walking in fear. That's what you're doing. You don't like what I said. I can't help it. I didn't say you won't be concerned. Of course I'm concerned. Of course I am. I'm concerned for my children and grandchildren. But I'm not fearful. The worst they can do is kill my body. They can't touch my soul. I'm preparing for my future, for my children. Not just me. Melody, you know, I'm way over halfway done. If I get another 20 years, I'll be doing excellent. If I get another 10 years, I'll be doing well. So I'm not worrying about me and my physical well-being necessarily. I'm thinking about my children when I'm out of here and their children. And I refuse to walk in fear. I'm going to do what's right, what the Lord teaches in the Scriptures, and let the chips fall where they may. That's the only way I know to look at it. Are you still there? Okay.
Yes, I am. I mean, I can't follow that. I mean, yes, I know. What was the old saying? The only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and that's what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. And being prepared eliminates the fear.
Walking in fear.
Yes.
I totally agree. And
so it's kind of like, remember when you're in, you know, you're in school, in high school, if you weren't prepared for the topic or for that class, remember that fear. If you were fully prepared, it was a breeze.
It was. You bring back some bad memories to me on that. But I remember those days. I really do.
Well, I'm 39, so I probably remember a little bit more then.
Preparation, really, folks, is common sense. As I said, to yes, word providing the Bible means to plan for the future. Don't worry about what the enemy may do. You do what's right in God's eyes. The enemy will always be there until this world's over. So you walk in faith in knowing. You call Melody up and give her a shot and talk to her. Ask her some questions. Don't worry about how much money you got to spend. Don't even think about that. Just call and ask her what she suggests. I promise you this woman will give you the best advice she can to help you prepare as best you can with what you have available. And don't be ashamed if you only have a couple hundred bucks to spend or less. Don't be ashamed of that. Please don't. If I'd been ashamed to do that, I would never have started. You do what you can do, and Melody will take you by the hand and help you through this and guide you. She will do it honestly, with integrity. If she tells you something, folks, she's telling you the truth. 800-375-4188. Melody, anything else you want to say tonight? We got another 3 or 4 minutes. Anything else you want to say to folks? Just speak to them like you would if you're talking to your neighbors on your back porch. What would you tell them?
Well, I ask them if they'd want a drink. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding. They're a beer. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, we really are living in, I don't want to say interesting times. It's fascinating times. It's frightening times, and there's so much that is, there's so much good, and there's so much bad that's going on out there. And again, stick with the little basics, and you can't go wrong. Stick with keeping things simple. And that way, when you do talk to people and so forth, you don't have to talk to them about gold. Talk to them about, you know, the finances and money and the history. Then that will lead them to gold. So there's a lot of ways you can, you know, approach topics, particularly in today's world. The amount of debt that we have. And it makes a difference. And lots of people like to read, believe it or not. Or they want to send them to a YouTube or something like that so they can watch. And, you know, we're all in this together. So.
And I want to give one more quick figure in our time here. I just told you if you had $100,000 worth of cash and gold and silver, both of them were equal value back in 1913. In 2007, the cash was worth $4,800 and gold was worth $4 million. Today, in today's dollars, that 2007 figure goes up to $11 million. That's equal to $4 million back in 1971 because the price of gold went to almost $2,000. It's worth over $11 million now. The difference between $100,000 in cash, which dropped to nothing, or $11 million in real assets. Melanie, that's remarkable, is it not?
I like that.
That's remarkable. Over $11,428,000 what it boils down to. And a little bit, actually, a little bit more than that. So, folks, call her up, 800-375-4188. Ask questions. Do what you can. Yes, I'm a pastor. This is a strictly biblical program. We cover all the truth best we can understand it and present truth to you because it's what the Bible, that's what Christians do and what the Bible does. Call her up and talk to her about what you can do to help your family protect yourself in the future and into your children's future. 800-375-4188. Melanie Seagram, it's been a blast having you tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, that's no problem. It's been a good time, and I'll see you, I guess, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your program.
You bet. Good night.
All right. Have a good one. Good night. And, folks, tomorrow night we'll bring up a guest that was on the spot in Iraq in 2003 and 2004. His name is Gregory Ford. He wrote a book. I just finished reading a book entitled Midnight in Samarra. I didn't know at the time, I knew it was probably bad coming in a Vietnam era vet, but the Americans were doing things over there we shouldn't do to the people. Well, tomorrow night you're going to hear firsthand eyewitness of what America did in Iraq in the Gulf War. And you wonder why the world hates us. So don't miss tomorrow night, whatever you do. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.